I'd just like to say good morning to those that I haven't had a chance to say hello this morning. We thank God this morning that He has blessed us once again to assemble ourselves upon this first day of the week, to sing praises unto Him, and to study another portion of God's holy and divine word. Without a doubt in my mind, I know that there was someone that was living yesterday that's not living today. And so we thank God for His mercy and His grace that He saw fit this morning to allow us to witness another day that He has made. And He asks us to rejoice and be glad in it. I also like to say that we give a shout out to the mothers this morning. We thank God for you. You know, some of you all know about me in my past. I lost my mother when I was 10 years of age. And she's been gone now for 59 years. But you know, I still miss her. And sometimes when I'm getting ready to go places and I put on a sweater, and Sandra helps me with this sweater and putting her hands underneath my sweater to bring my shirt down. I said, "Don't do that. You remind me of my mother." I remember my mother used to do that, and she would shake my whole body when she would do that. And so I want you to know this morning, we thank God for the mothers this morning, and so we salute the mothers this morning with a holy kiss. My subject this morning will be motherhood, and it's coming from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 4, and I'll use that scripture for our scripture reading. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. The Bible says, "And Adam knew," and that word "knew" is an intimacy between husband and wife. He said, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord." And this is the NIV that I'm reading from. The King James NIV, so it may read a little different from your Bible. But Eve says that I have acquired a man, and that word "man" is human being. I have acquired a man from the Lord. And you know, Eve was thankful for her son. She gave God the glory. She thanked God for her son. And the Bible tells us in some of the translation that she dedicated her son. In other words, she lent her son to God in those days because she was thankful that God had forgiven her sins and God had blessed her with a son. And so at this time, before we go any further into this lesson, we count this as a blessing as well as an opportunity to always go to our Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth. So at this time, let us humble ourselves where the one has been appointed to lead us in prayer. This morning, I was going to just speak about a few things about motherhood, but when I really start to look into the Bible, I come to realize that motherhood is intertwined all the way through this Bible. As I got to studying, I said, well, maybe I'll just say a few words I'll just preach this morning about motherhood, instead of just saying a few words. And I would just like to deal with this morning three aspects of motherhood. One is conception. The other one is pregnancy. And the last one is the pain of birth. Out of all the aspects of motherhood, I just want to deal with three aspects of motherhood. I want us to look at in the old book, we see this morning the Genesis chapter, I believe, 4 and verse 16. We'll take a look at that. In the old book, Genesis chapter 4 and verse 16. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 16. And just bear with me, I have a new Bible this morning. I'm a little bit off on the scripture with this new Bible. But the Bible tells us, that's not the scripture I want to give this morning, Genesis chapter 4 and 16. I want to look at the conception in Luke chapter 1 and verse 24. That's the scripture that I need. Luke chapter 1 and verse 24. And this is what I want us to look at this morning in this passage of scripture. And this scripture deals with conception. And notice what the Bible teaches. It says that in those days, his wife, and this is Zechariah speaking in the book of St. Luke chapter 1 and verse 24. It says, in those days, his, speaking of Zechariah, wife Elizabeth, and she was the daughter of Aaron, conceived and hid herself 5 months and sang. And that's what I wanted just to look at in these passages of scripture. Elizabeth was barren in St. Luke chapter 1 and verse 24. She couldn't have kids. And the Bible tells us that while Zechariah was in the temple, and Zechariah was a priest, he went there to burn incense. And while in this temple burning incense, the Bible says an angel appeared unto him and told him that God was going to bless them with a child. Now, Zechariah couldn't believe this because he was in his old age. And also his wife was in her old age. And the Bible tells us that because of Zechariah's unbelief, Gabriel, the angel, spoke to him. Zechariah said, how do I know that this will happen, that we will have a child in our old age? And Gabriel, the angel of God, said that I am the angel that stands in the presence of God. And God sent me to tell you this. And Gabriel says that because of your unbelief, I will cause you not to speak until this is over. And so when Zechariah came out of the temple, he was speechless. He could not talk. And so the people that were in the outer courts were out there praying, and they wondered why it took Zechariah so long to come out. And when he came out, they thought that maybe he had seen a vision inside of the temple. But God sent Zechariah a message that he and Elizabeth would have a child. Now, the Bible teaches us also that at that time, the angel went from Elizabeth to Mary and told her that her cousin was going to have a baby in her old age and that God would bring that about. And so when we look at this book of St. Luke chapter 1 in verse 24, back in those days, if you were barren, well, it was a stigma because children are a gift to us. And so people looked down on those women that could not have children. I want to notice something in this Bible here in Luke chapter 1 and verse 25. The Bible says, thus the Lord has dealt with me, and this is Elizabeth, that in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. That was the reproach on her, that she couldn't have children. And she said the Lord had looked upon her and blessed her that she could have children. And the Bible tells us that Elizabeth's son was John the Baptist. And also tells us that John would be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb, her son John. And the Bible tells us also in the book of 2 Samuel 11 and 5, and you don't have to go there, just want to say something about that book, is that David and Bathsheba also had a child. But David had sinned against Uriah, and God punished David for that sin. Because not only did he sin against Uriah, he sinned against God. And so God punished him, but he blessed Elizabeth and Zachariah. And so you're the benefit of obeying God. And the Bible tells us that the woman Luke chapter 1 and verse 24, that the woman Elizabeth was blessed by God because of her obedience. She and her husband both walked in faith with God, and they obeyed God's commandments blameless, the Bible teaches us. Also in the book Genesis, what I want now is Genesis 3 and verse 16. That's the Bible, that's the scripture I wanted at first. Genesis 3 and verse 16. I want us to notice this. And I just want to say to the mothers out there that you can blame Eve for this. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 16. Notice what the Bible teaches here. It says, "To the woman, he said, which is God, I will greatly multiply your sorrows in your conception. And in pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And I know that some of us men, we think that we are the boss of the home. But the Bible is not speaking of the boss of the home. It's teaching us that the man is the head of the household. And God let Eve know that because of her sin, that he would punish her for those sins, and also her husband. And her punishment will be the pain of childbearing, and the punishment of man would be that he had to labor, hard labor, to provide for his family. So both of them had to share in this pain. And the Bible tells us that the man is the head of the household. And Eve attempt to liberate herself from God and from her husband, God punished Eve and also Adam, because Adam sinned also. I want us to notice this is where the pain comes from in childbirth, is because of the sin of Eve. And I want us to notice also in the book of St. John, chapter 16 and verse 21. St. John chapter 16 and verse 21. The Bible says, "A woman, when she is in travail," that word travail or evil labor, "have sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembered no more the anguish, for joy that a man or a human being is born into the world." The book of St. John chapter 16 and verse 21. And the Bible also teaches us something about that pain and that rejoicing. And because I know that all mothers have experienced that, that they endure the pain in labor, but when the child is born, they rejoice over their children. And verse 22, and I like this scripture as well. In verse 22, verse 22 of this same passage of scriptures, and this is Jesus speaking. He said, "Therefore, you now have
sorrows. He said, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. Jesus speaks of also the sorrow and also the rejoicing. What Jesus is saying now, you know that when Jesus was being crucified, all the Christians, all of the followers, the disciple was in sorrow over Jesus being crucified. And when they buried him, the Bible says that they were in sorrow. But Jesus said that you would see me again. And you know, when Jesus came forth from the tomb, the firstborn to the new creation of eternal life, there were rejoicing. And that's what this scripture speaks of. The birth that Jesus brought forth from the tomb of the new creation into eternal life. That's what the rejoicing came about. All the suffering and all the pain that the children of God went through. When Jesus came forth from the tomb, there were rejoicing. I want us to look at another passage of scripture here. It's in the old book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, and we look at verse 8 and 9. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Notice what the Bible teach. It's teaching about wisdom and instruction in these passages of scriptures. The Bible says in the Old Testament, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. You know, the Bible speaks of both parents has an equal responsibility of instructing their children, the father and the mother. And I like that word. It's a key word, that law in there. Because sometimes, you know, the mother lays the law down in the household. It tells us this morning that forsake not the law of thy mother. Notice what it says in 9. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. In verse 9 of Proverbs chapter 1. It's teaching us this morning that instruction from our parents is just like an ornament that we wear. Back in the olden days, I'm quite sure we've seen some of the people that wear this ornament on their head with leaves woven into it around the head. This was the ornament that they placed on their head. And the Bible tells us that instruction from our parents will be just like wearing an ornament. We see people that wear a chain, a necklace around their necks. You know, that's things that we normally do when we leave the house. And the Bible tells us that we are to wear instruction and also wisdom from our parents. Put it on, wear it, because it will keep us and will help us to obey God. The fact that God would use a woman, a human woman, a human mother, to bring his only begotten son into this world, placed a high honor, the greatest honor on mothers. You think about that. God used a human woman to bring his only begotten son into this world. And that's why we honor our mothers this day. We know it's the Lord's day, but we honor our mothers because God placed in high order on the woman. The Bible also tells us that Jesus' compassion in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37, Jesus' compassion for Jerusalem. Jesus teaches us that it was just like the mother hen, when her little chicks are in danger, she brings them underneath her wings. that mother hen. And I don't know if any of you all have ever been around a hen with little chicks. And you try to get close to those chicks. You got a fight on your hand when you try to do that. Because that hen is protected of her children. And so is the mother. And Jesus wanted to wrap his arms around Jerusalem because of their sins. He wanted to protect them from their sins. But they would not listen. But that's the tender love and care that Jesus wanted for Jerusalem, is to protect them just like the mother hen. The Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19, the Apostle Paul says that motherhood, the pain of motherhood, was just like his ministry. When the children of God were babes in Christ, the Apostle Paul mourned, and he had anguish over the babes in Christ. And when they became mature, he still had anguish, and he mourned that they would cling to the gospel of Christ, even in their adult years. And so we see this morning that a mother never stops instructing her children. She never stopped murdering, and neither does the father. I remember my brother telling me something one day. He said, James, you know, when our kids were young, we used to carry them on our knee and sit down with them. He said, but when they are old, we carry them in our mind. And you know that's true. We never stop being a father or a mother. And this lesson this morning, we thank God for the mothers. We thank God for you, for all of your loving and your care that you provide for us. And I just want to leave this with you this morning concerning motherhood. You were created for a purpose, and there is a perfect plan for your life. Never forget God created you for a specific assignment. He loves you. He scheduled your birth. The fact that God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son to help you. All you have to do is ask. The Bible tells us, and he will give it to you, whatever help that you need. In the book of St. John, chapter 16 and verse 24. And I just want to close with this scripture in the book of St. John, chapter 19 and verse 25. And this is when Jesus was being crucified. When Jesus was being crucified on the cross, all the anguish, all the beating, nailing to the cross, Jesus still looked at his mother with love while he was on that cross. Jesus said that woman, he said, behold your son. And he said to the disciples that were at that crucifixion, he says, behold your mother. What Jesus was telling the disciples that look after his mother while he was gone. And the Bible says within that same hour, that disciple, which was John, took Mary to his home. That's how much Jesus loved his human mother. While dying on that cross, he says, behold your mother. The lesson is yours this morning, and hopefully something was said to us concerning the motherhood that will help us to appreciate and to love our mothers more while we have them here with us today. We know that we come to Christ by the hearing of his word. The Bible tells us that Saint, we must Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 said, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we must hear God's word. And after hearing it, we must believe it. The Bible tells us that in the book of St. John chapter 20 and verse 29 and 30, there are truly many signs that Jesus in the presence of his disciples that are not mentioned. He said, but these are mentioned that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and through believing, have life through his name. So when we hear God's word, we must believe it. And after believing it, we must repent. Luke 13 and 3 say, I'll tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now that's how important repentance is that we have to turn from the things that we believed in that are not written in God's word and repent from those things. And after repentance comes the good confession, is that Romans 10, 9 and 10 teaches us that if thou would confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Christ and God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Tells us with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That's how important confession is. And the last step of God's plan of salvation is that we all must be baptized into the body of Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, that for as many as has been baptized into Christ have put him on. And that's when we put him on, is when we are baptized in the watery grave for the remission of our sins. And that time we come up out of the water as newborn babes. And when we stumble and we fall and we make mistakes, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is there to help us. In the book of 1 John, it said that little children sin not, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is a propitiation for our sins, and not ours only, but also for the whole world. So Jesus Christ is there to help us when we stumble and we fall. So this morning, when the invitation is given, you're subject to the gospel in any manner, or you just need prayer, why don't we come forward as we sing the selection.